Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, May 21. In Squiz Kids today, the great Aussie border stoush, the goal-saving cat, cricket's spit debate heats up, and Aussie star says bye-bye Batwoman. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
In years to come, it will be known as the great border stoush of 2020. Or it may well be a forgotten footnote in the history of a pandemic. Either way, the war of words between Australia's states about when and how and why they should open their borders has escalated. Yesterday, WA Premier Mark McGowan thumbed his nose, which is a fancy way of saying he chose to ignore, calls from his New South Wales counterpart Gladys Berejiklian to open his state's borders, which have been closed for weeks since the coronavirus reared its head. It follows a similar gesture from Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, who earlier this week responded to the New South Wales Premier's calls to open the Sunshine State's borders by saying they may well stay closed until September. Tasmania's also not looking to let outsiders in for the time being. Meanwhile, the country's Deputy Chief Medical Officer yesterday said there was no medical reason why states' borders should be closed at all. So, why is this a thing? Because economic activity in Australia is impacted when people and things can't move freely about the country. And there's no better example of that than the tourism industry. Hotel and resort and caravan park and tourist attraction operators around the country are anxious that as long as state borders are closed, lots of holidaymakers can't come and spend their money. Remember Captain Tom Moore? The 100-year-old former British soldier who raised more than $60 million for the health service in the UK by doing 100 laps of his back garden on his walking frame? Well, he's about to become Sir Tom Moore after the Queen granted special permission for him to join the knighthood. Further evidence that it's never too late to make a difference.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in the United Kingdom, where a cat is making waves for its remarkable skills as a goalkeeper. YouTube star and footy fanatic Chris MD shared a video of his cat in goals, blocking his every attempt to score, and the clip went viral. Last night, despite only having been online for 24 hours, it had clocked up an impressive 8 million views, which is a lot, even for a cat video. The Moggy, called Meow Noel Neuer, in honour of the German goalie Manuel Neuer, is pretty agile for a feline. There's a link in today's episode notes, because who doesn't love a cat video?
Sport time!
In yesterday's Squiz Kids, we brought you news of the international ban on the practice of spitting on cricket balls, a tactic common among bowlers trying to achieve that elusive reverse swing. The use of sweat from the brow to polish the ball was deemed okay, but saliva is out. The story has rolled along a bit since then. See what we did there? With Cricket Australia weighing in with the suggestion the cricket ball should be doused in disinfectant during play to minimise the chance of players coming into contact with the bodily fluids of another player. But that itself presents issues, as cricket balls are made of leather and there's no research yet on whether disinfectant would even work, much less what it would mean for that elusive reverse swing. So much saliva, so many questions.
Pop Culture Corner.
Aussie actress Ruby Rose has hung up her superhero cape and decided to walk away from one of Hollywood's most sought-after roles. The Melbourne actress announced yesterday that she was quitting the lead role in the US TV series Batwoman, declining to take part in filming of the second series, but thanking producers for the opportunity to play the DC Comics heroine. And while it's sad comic book fans won't be able to cheer along an Aussie in the second series of Batwoman, they can at least take heart that a children's book favourite, The Babysitter's Club, has been adapted for TV and will be released on the streaming service Netflix at the beginning of July. There's a link in today's episode notes for any fans out there of Claudia, Stacey and Christy.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What is the name of the British war veteran who raised $60 million for the National Health Service in the UK? That's right, it's Tom Moore, or Sir Tom Moore, as he's now known. Question number two. What DC Comics superhero has actress Ruby Rose decided she no longer wants to portray? Yeah, that's right, it's Batwoman. Question number three. Name the popular children's book series which has been made into an upcoming TV show. Yeah, it's The Babysitter's Club.
Yeah! Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Hope from Cairns, Hayden from Warracknabeel, Emmett from Warrandyte, William from Crookwell, Jolina from Bolwyn, Charlotte from Bulimba, Hazza and Charlie from Melbourne, Isaac from Cardiff, Mirelle from Northcote, Zeb from Traralgon, Lila Rose from Mount Helen, Lachlan from Mildura, Archie from Maroubra, William from Taralga, Isabella from Geelong, Denise from Perth, Liana from Chester Hill, and making up our international contingent today, Oliver from Johor in Malaysia, Jeff from Belfast in Northern Ireland, and Angelo from Rome in Italy. Happy birthday to you all. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Tommy from Shoal Bay and Yaffe and Juliana from Sydney. And today's classroom shout-outs go to Ruby and Class 6W at St John the Apostle in Narrowena, 54W and 65C at Concord West Public School, Miss Senior's class at Birmingham Primary School, and classes 34K and 34S at Broken Hill North Public School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again the same time tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly presented by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.